4 VWA. On track.
Game 4 VWA, W4 DJW.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, you sound muffled. Do I sound muffled?
Second, I need to turn this TV down a second. I'm down in my shop and I got it blasting.
All right, I'll stand by. W4 DJW.
How about now? Is that any better?
Yeah, that's a little clearer than it was before. So, are you ready to fly at WCRC?
As long as I'm not with that bloody wonder trying to fly between the raindrops, yeah.
You got to get that phone call?
Negative. It was something from Oklahoma. It was a pirated call because I don't know anybody from Oklahoma.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd tell you, when you're coming in at WCRC, it's different than when we're coming in at Foothills. When it's time to land, you come in at Foothills, you come in nose down and cut power right before you get close to the ground. When you come in at WCRC, you got to go further out and get lower and transition from nose down to nose up and then power up to make it to the runway. And as soon as your feet get over the runway, you chop power. Totally different way of landing down there.
Okay. So I'm assuming that the runway, I'm picturing this in my head, is going to be a little bit higher in elevation than the surrounding area.
It is. I went and looked at their Facebook page last night just to see what it was like, and they have grown grass. It was all red dirt all the way around it, and it was barren. It looked like now they've planted grass, and they redid the runway. It looks like it's even a little bit bigger than it was before, wider and longer. But it is sitting up on a hill a little bit. But it's a paved runway, or it's effectively a paved runway. There's no grass to slow you down. So when you hit grass, that's like hitting brakes. When you hit that runway, you just keep on going the same speed you were going when you touched it. So that's why I say you got to go further out, get lower, and when your speed gets like it looks like you're going to drop out there in the field before you make it to the runway, you power up the throttle just a little bit, and you fly it up to the edge of the runway, nose high. And then when you get to the edge of the runway, you chop your power, and you let the nose just plop down on the runway. And then you don't have any speed when you land, and then it'll just roll out and stop. But totally different way of landing. If you land fast, like we land at Foothills, it won't work.
Just 1 second. Stand by, Dave. I want to look at something.
All right. Stand by, W4DJW. Say that again. I got apers running here at the house, and when you said K, it sent out a beacon, so I didn't get the rest.
Four Foxtrot Tango Uniform. How you doing, Dave?
KK4FTU. I thought that was you, Richard. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm headed back home, dropped the trailer off that I borrowed from my dad, and I'm headed home to get some sleep so I can go build some more BMWs tonight.
Well, you can't get enough of that BMW. Well, you might as well get it while it's available, because one day you'll be retired and you won't be able to get it.
Another thing to deal with, though. Got to go make the BMWs for somebody.
You're absolutely right there. Steve doubled with you a little bit in the beginning. Go ahead, Steve.
There is no real landing protection for coming in on something similar to asphalt on the Bixler. I think I'm going to go ahead and put, I've got some Mylar, flat, thin, ultralight flats of Mylar, and I think I'm going to put myself a little skid protection on there.
That wouldn't hurt to do that in either case, but they do have grass out there now. It wears before. So that's what the far side of the runway is for, is if you don't want to land, they've got a stretch of grass out there parallel to the runway. So people with gliders land out there in the grass. They don't land on the pavement.
So I think I'm going to put it on there anyhow, just in case I want to come in that way. But that's good to hear that they got a little bit of grass we can land on. All right, well, listen, I'll let you and Richard carry on there, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
All right, I just want you to be thinking about that before we get down there. Don't want that to be thrown on you all at once. Give you time to ponder it a little while. Go ahead, Richard, W4DJW.
Now, before you go, did we establish a time?
No, not yet. Talked to Chad earlier this morning. he's going to work with Bob, and we're going to, you know, they've got some more things they got to figure out, and then we'll set up a time to figure out what the time is going to be.
Okay, and one last thing. I got some interesting research on that subject we were talking about last night, and with the advent of 5G, we may not be able to do what I was talking about. They've got a structure change, but I'm still investigating.
Okay, we can discuss that in a meeting, but that's good. Good work. Keep up the good work. Go ahead, Richard, W4DJW.
Going out with y'all tomorrow to hang out and watch you play with your toys.
You can, of all that work you're doing at BMW, you can pick up a couple of toys and come out there with us and have a ball.
I just don't have the time to deal with it right now.
That's the bad thing about working. You either got loads of money and no time, or loads of time and no money.
Well, Ray Allison, I don't know that I would know how I was able to get anything done when I retire with the way things are going now. He's like, man, I don't understand how I was able to get anything done when I was working.
I went up to Charlotte the beginning of this week. I think it was Monday. Maybe it was last week. I can't remember. What's another thing that happens when you retire? You forget what day it is. Anyway, that's my old boss is retired, and he came out, and he asked me. He says, do you get near as much done now that you're not working as you did when you were working? And he said, outside of work. And I said, no, I don't even get half of it. Well, it seems like I don't. Anyway, I probably do. I'm probably getting more done, but it's just probably because I got more on my plate. But I told him, and he said, isn't that amazing how that works?
Amazing how you prioritize and you don't waste any minutes while you're working.
Yeah, that does establish, you know, discipline, self-discipline, a lot of it. And as long as you maintain that when you go into retirement, you can keep on making some headway. That's what I'm doing. But every now and then I can take a break. Every now and then I can actually take a break, and it's no big deal. Whereas when I was working, I didn't take breaks.
Because I keep myself hydrated, and when you hydrate, it's got to come out sometimes. So you got to take a break at least to take care of that business.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I did do regularly scheduled maintenance during the shift. But I'd get up there at 7 in the morning and not leave till 6 or 7 at night, and then have a 2-hour drive in front of it and 2-hour drive behind it. And you know, it didn't seem like anything to do that. I mean, that time just went by. It was like I got up, I went to work, I come home, I went to bed. I got up, I went to work, I come home, and I went to bed. And did that for many, many years.
Have fun with the fruits of your labor.
And I am enjoying it thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying it. I'm having a blast. I'm making messes, though. I'm having to stop every now and then clean up because I make a big mess when I build something. And then it sits there, and then it hinders me from going on to the next project. So I'm going to have to get disciplined in that area next.
Without a way to clean as you go, like most chefs do in a kitchen.
You know, I'm learning, speaking of the kitchen, I'm learning how to cook. I got like 3 or 4 meals under my, I can do eggs, I can do grilled cheese sandwiches, scrambled eggs. I'll ask you how you want them. You're going to get them scrambled regardless. So you can say sunny side up, but you're getting them scrambled. I can do eggs. I can do grilled cheese. I can do New York strips and baked potatoes and a salad and pork chops. So that's like one handful of things I can build now to eat. So that's another learning curve I am accomplishing. When I was a kid, before I started, you know, a real job, I was working at McDonald's and Long John Silver's and Ingles Deli. I knew how to cook back then, but during the 50 years of working in between then and now, I forgot all about it.
I remember you just got knocked the cobwebs off of it and the rust and the corrosion, that's all.
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing now. Of course, it's kind of different now. Back then, I was cooking hamburgers and hot dogs and chickens on a rotisserie in the deli and stuff like that. Now it's like New York strips and pork chops. And I never did scrambled eggs in any of those places either. So it's learning new things, new skills. That's kind of fun.
I'll make sure my son knew so that he wouldn't have to depend on having a woman to cook for him. It's nice to have one that cooks for you, but that way he won't have to worry about going hungry.
Yeah, that is nice, but when my wife was just as career oriented as I was and still is. She's like 7 years behind me. So she didn't do a whole lot of cooking. We did a whole lot of ordering out. And, you know, both of us ate lunch wherever we were, whenever, because that was could be anywhere at any time of any day. But she did some cooking on the weekends. There was one big meal that she cooked every single year, and that was Thanksgiving. And that for that one, she took a couple of days and cooked for a couple of days and did a fantastic job.
Is how to cook in a crock pot. Then you put everything in it and you set it and set it in the morning, and while you're doing your thing, it's cooking, and then supper time, you're ready to eat.
You are correct. And I already brought that up too. I brought that subject up with her too. I need to learn how to do that. The griddle, I need to, like, you know, take my skill that I developed with scrambled eggs and transfer them over to French toast. And then from French toast to those Belgian waffles and the crock pot and the hot air fryer. The only tool that I use to cook on right now is the grill out on the back deck. So even when it's raining, when I'm cooking, I'm cooking in the grill in the rain on the back deck. Sometimes I'm holding the umbrella out there when I'm cooking.
Well, it just tastes better when it's cooked over an open flame or on a grill outside. That's about the only way I'll eat a hot dog anymore.
Yeah, I didn't realize that's what it was, but I don't know how to cook. Well, I can cook eggs on the stovetop. That's about it. That's the only No, I can do grilled cheese on the stovetop, too. Those are the two things I can do on the stove. Everything else is a grill. Anyway, Richard, I got off the elliptical a little while. I took a break to talk on the radio, and now I've got to go get a shower. And then I got to get back to work on programming. So, good talking to you. Stay awake till you get home. Yeah, you're on the way home now, right?
KK for you. Yeah, I'm only about a mile and a half, 2 miles away. Quick question, Dave. Are you getting any noise in my transmissions? Because I'm getting it on the receive end, and I think I might need to replace an alternator in my truck.
I hear a tiny, tiny, I mean, I didn't notice it until you said something, but then when you said something, I could hear a tiny whine in it, just a little. You can go listen to the recordings. If you don't have the link, I can send it to you. You can listen to the recordings, and you can hear what I hear. It's not objectionable, but it is there.
I was up about a 3 or 4. I was just making out what you were saying, and I had to pump the volume up. I don't know if it was where I was at, but I believe I've got a issue with alternator because it's eased up a little bit, but not much.
Okay, well, you're right, and you can hear it, but maybe it was really, really low before, and it just raised, you know, increased in volume, but I can hear it now that I'm paying attention.
That static crackling, though.
Yeah, that's a function of where you are out in the field. I get that, too, when I'm out and about running around. But when I'm at home, I don't hear any of that.
It makes me feel a little better. The whine has been around for a little while. I know an alternator seems to be doing all right, but it won't be too much longer. I'll have to replace it, I do believe. KK4FTU Mobile.
All right, well, I'm going to go get in the shower and the rainmaker, as Mike calls it. Anyway, good talking to you this morning. Sleep well, and then get up and go back to work and pay taxes so that I can continue to get paid. Talk to you later. KK4FTU, W4DJW.
Water closet. I'm getting ready to do the same as soon as I get home and get this truck backed up into the driveway. And then I'm going to crash hard for a few hours. Stay easy, Dave. W4DJW, KK4FTU, clear.
You have a good day. Talk to you later. K5WL clear.
Morning, Leroy. Are you working?
Getting back to work here this morning at the bus center.
All right. Well, don't work too hard. Talk to you later. K5WL W4DJW clear.